Well, we're actually going to test. We're testing. This is history we're making as we talk about the introduction of Legal Line to the internet airwaves. We're going to broadcast internet. Now, I see it says this is test, so we're going to talk, right? It does say off air to me, but I assume that doesn't really mean off air, so we're actually on. This is Bob Pittman. Welcome to the test version of Legal Line. For years, we were on the old-fashioned radio, and now we've moved to the internet, which is very appropriate, and we're broadcasting all across the internet airwaves right now as we begin to introduce the world to Legal Line with Bob Pittman again, hoping to demystify the law, translate the legalese, and hopefully point you in the right direction with regard to your legal problems. We're sitting here in Washington State, although I recognize that people could be listening in another state. That's a little scary. A little scary, but we'll take the take the task at hand and move through Legal Line and cross the borders, but very carefully, recognizing that this is a Washington State-based legal advice show where the legal advice and the damages resulting from advice given on this program are, of course, strictly limited to what you paid for the advice. Wouldn't you know it? And we know what the cost is right now, at least, for listening to Legal Line. A little bit of your time, which, of course, is valuable. But hopefully you'll keep that in mind as we talk. We're going to be doing a lot of things as we get the program going in coming weeks and months. We're going to be broadcasting live once a week at this point. And then it'll be immediately available as a podcast. What on earth is that? I know all of you know what it is, and I'm there. I'm almost there. Almost there. But we're going to be podcasting some other issues and other fun things. You're going to watch. You want to watch for some special events occurring. One coming up is related to the Constitution, but I'm not going to give the details away just yet. But you're going to really enjoy it, and it'll. Be kind of a meaningful venture, podcast adventure into the Constitution coming up soon on Legal Line, the Legal Line Network. I'm an attorney, actually an attorney in private practice. I've always, you know, we hear different shows, and I've always thought it's great to have an attorney talking on the air who's actually an attorney, actually practicing. That's how I make my living, is practicing law. So I'm out there in the so-called trenches every day, talking about real-life legal problems, and that's what we're going to be here talking to you about, is your legal problems, along with talking to a whole line of experts and interesting characters in the legal area. We're going to talk pretty soon, not today, but pretty soon, to a criminal defense attorney and what goes on when you're defending against a criminal charge. Now, hopefully, most of us listening to this are not actually going to encounter our very own criminal charge, but we're going to find out what it's like when you get arrested, what happens, what should you be thinking about if you ever are arrested, and what can that criminal defense attorney do for you? We'll talk about some pretty famous folks who have been defended, and coming up not too far off, we'll be talking to the attorney who represented the Green River Killer, for example. We're going to talk about divorce stuff, family law stuff, child support, child custody, hot topics, and whether or not you're involved in one, you'll want to listen in on that. We're going to talk about bankruptcy and credit issue problems, credit problems. Boy, that's a big area right now. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what kind of credit score you have. We all have credit issues that come up, and with all the changes taking place in the financial industry, I defy you to know what's going on. And we're going to talk about what is going on and things you can do to protect yourself against problems that come up. Identity theft continues to be a challenge, and we'll talk about that. Talk to a lot of different authors on different books. Let me give you my idea of self-help books. I like them. Now, some attorneys disagree with me. In fact, a lot of attorneys disagree with me. But here's one reason I like them is it gives us a way of finding out about certain areas of the law. So let's say it's a landlord-tenant issue. Well, we're going to talk to some authors of some pretty neat books regarding landlords and tenants. I don't care which you are, whether you're a landlord or a tenant. They make sense and they help us. And so if you have an issue coming up, you'll be able to scope it out a little bit, have an idea of what on earth you should be thinking about, what's realistic, what expectations should you have. And when you go see an attorney, you'll have questions you can ask, and you'll be able to gauge a little bit as to whether the attorney is really going to be helpful or not. Does the attorney know what he or she's doing? I've always said if the attorney asks to borrow your self-help book, maybe be a little bit careful. But maybe they're just one of the listeners, and they say, hey, that's that book Bob talked about. I'd like to look at that. You can tell them, hey, you need to buy your own copy of that book. And we're going to have a reading list. We have one actually up on the website now. We're going to be improving that and working on that and have a lot of the books we talk about and some that we don't available on our recommended reading list. A lot of good books, a lot of good materials and resources out there. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg to learn about the law. Yeah, you can go to law school if you want to. Otherwise, you can join us as we kind of teach our version of law school on Legal Line here on the Legal Line Network. We're going to talk to people about traffic tickets and traffic accidents. And here's a great one. What about funerals and memorial stuff? Yeah, everybody's really interested. Oh, yeah, Bob, we're going to go to sleep on that one. But no, you might be surprised at what you can learn about the funeral industry. We're going to talk a lot about consumer law issues. That is something we all deal with. I don't care who you are. We're all dealing with consumer law issues. You go to the store to buy something. I talking to someone earlier today who had purchased a motorcycle helmet, and it's taking forever and a day to get here. So it's a special order. So can he cancel the order now that he's gone out so many days, or is he stuck with it? We'll talk about things like that. We're going to talk about some issues related to the law itself, electing judges. Now, here in Washington State, for our non-federal spots, we have the election of judges. That's not true in every state, and certainly not true when it comes to the federal judiciary system. You know, you look at from the Supreme Court to the Court of Appeals, down to the trial court level in the federal area, those folks are appointed for life. How do you like that? Lifetime appointment to the court. Pros and cons, should we be doing something like that in the state? Now, I'll tell you right up front, I tend to like the election of judges here in Washington. And by the way, I'll always try to tell you where I stand on this stuff, too. Always open to discussion and open to talking about any of these issues as we go through our program each week. But the election of judges, we want to guard it, I think, rather jealously, and we don't want to give it up unless we really think it's a good idea, and I'm sure not convinced at this point. But we're going to talk about that and talk with some folks who are very much for the election of judges and some folks who are very, very much against it. Some people would have judges appointed first, and then maybe stand for retention elections. But, you know, one concern there is the so-called Good Old Boys Network. I mean, how do you get into that? And would you have some of the judges that we have now? Now, some people would say, hey, that might be good, Bob. But we have an awful lot of good folks out there who have been elected. And I don't know that they ever would have been appointed to begin with. So that's something to think about. We'll discuss that, too. We'll talk about civics without making it seem like you're in school. We're going to try to have an engaging, entertaining format for the program. Have a little bit of fun. Poke fun at the law, for sure. And always open for a respectable lawyer joke. You know, it's hard to find one I haven't heard, though. But we'll keep them respectable. Ones that you could tell in court. I don't know about that. We got to think about that one. Could you tell a joke in court and not get thrown in jail for contempt? I don't know. We got to think about that one. I remember years ago, I think it was the president of the California Bar Association proposed a law that would make it illegal to tell lawyer jokes, thus becoming one of the biggest jokes himself ever. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. All right. So we have a lot of stuff we're going to cover over the coming weeks and months. We'll do our interviews, but we'll also be hoping to hear from you. And so we'll be taking some calls. We'll be expecting maybe emails from people. I don't know if we're going to get like Twitter up for people to be able to send questions, but we're going to work on that. We're going to do that. Hey, let's take a second though, and let me introduce a first guest here on Legal Line. We have with us Micah Gilman. Welcome, Micah.
Hi, Bob.
And you're with Say This, Say That, right? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say This, Say That. That's my company.
That's a great company. And you've been doing all this terrific design work on our new website, which is bobpittman.com, by the way.
That's right.
And what a great job.
Oh,
I've been getting compliments from people already, even though we really haven't gotten it out there yet that much. I mean, it's out there, but we haven't been promoting it very much at all.
Well, it's only going to get better from here, then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell me now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing Say This, Say That in its current form for about 3 years, but I've been working in design and web design for probably 10 years,
yeah.
Back when I was a kid.
Well, how did you get interested in it when you were a kid? I mean, I know you're not that old, so. You know.
Yeah, I was into art as a kid and illustration, and as my the computers got better as I was growing up, I got into more of the graphic design programs and learning how to use them.
You've got a great website too, which is saythissaythat.com.
Yep, saythissaythat.com.
And you got some good examples of websites you've worked on.
Mm-hmm. We've got our whole portfolio up with web design, print, and branding design.
That's fun. Now, tell me this: how did you get interested in going into business for yourself? Now, I know you've got a partner, but I mean, it's you're not working for some mega company somewhere else. You've started your own business. And was that a hard decision to make, to go into business?
It was. And, a couple of years before I started the business, I really didn't have the experience to really know how to run it. But I had a chance to work for a company that I learned a lot at, and learned the sales and marketing aspects, as well as, just regular business administration type tasks, which, I didn't have experience in before then. And then the timing just came up, and I decided to partner with these guys, and we gave it a shot, and so far it's been great.
That's great. No, obviously, it seems like it's working really well. We're really happy, by the way, with the work that you've been doing for us, and it's neat. But it is a tough one. On starting your own business, I mean, there are so many different issues. There is a great book, by the way, called The Legal Guide for Starting and Running Your Own Business by Fred Steingold. It is on our recommended reading list, and so recommend that to people who are thinking about getting into their own business. What's one of the biggest pitfalls that you found of being in business for yourself? I mean, what would you say if I asked you that?
Well, sometimes it can be tough to come to a final product that both parties are happy with.
Okay.
Sometimes you end up compromising and really bending for the client. And sometimes they're really on board with what you do. And,
yeah.
So it can be tough at times, but other times it can be really rewarding.
Yeah.
Just balancing, walking the line between, doing the work myself and, running the business.
Yeah,
that's also tough.
Yeah, the business side, I mean, as an attorney in private practice, there's a business side to my practice. And it can be a little bit of a challenge at times, and you know, I like to practice law. I like to do things like Legal Line and all that, but there's a business end that I have to deal with, and I notice it when I fall down just a little bit on the business end. I really have to rush to pick up pieces,
yeah.
And I mean not for clients, but just for myself, really.
Yeah, it gets. You'll find yourself getting overloaded if you don't, stay on top of it and keep it regimented.
No, that's true. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by on our test edition, first edition of Legal Line with Bob Pittman on the Legal Line Network. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate that very much. So we're going to have a lot of fun in coming days, coming weeks. We will have Twitter up. By the way, Jeff is handling our producer role, engineering, and doing a great job. Assisted by Corey Sullins today. And Corey's in the background there working hard too, I know. And he'll be, we'll talk about Corey too at some point. We'll work him over as well. But Jeff Pittman is hanging out as our engineer producer. Diane's assisting, and of course Greg has been, who's not here at the moment, but has been working already in the background. We're going to have some fun projects, as I say, coming up that will be probably podcasts. I don't know that they'll all, well, in fact, they won't all end up on the broadcast itself, but maybe bits and pieces. But the podcast will be a lot of fun, and you know, we'll learn stuff together. I found that doing Legal Line on the old style radio for many years, 17 years, that there wasn't a week that went by that I didn't learn something new. And you all keep me on my toes as I'm trying to, you know, wind my way through the murky legal kind of quagmire that we exist in. The law has been for far too many years kind of inaccessible, and people really need to know. We all need to know the law in many, many ways. We kind of put blinders on. We don't want to deal with it. Maybe we don't want to think about it, but we really do need to understand the law. And so we're going to be doing that as we make our venture into the mysterious realm of the law. So this is Bob Pittman for the Legal Line Network. We'll see you soon.